This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Today, we're gonna talk real quickly about a question, or a few questions, the same question, in fact, that I received after posting on Instagram yesterday. Yesterday, I posted something along the lines of never doing something that you're good at for free. And the whole take home from that was basically charge what you're worth, right? Charge what you're worth, charge what you're worth. I got some comments from that, questions that were basically along the lines of, where can I find a resource for how much I should charge? And this is a question I received more than once. And while I'm going to think I'm going to do a separate video about, you know, my model, I found it very interesting that people were asking for a reference or a resource as to how much they should charge. Right? I'm a big picture person. I'm a big picture person. I'm a concepts person. And what I took from this is that folks in general are looking for guidance, right? They want their hand to be held oftentimes. They want to be told what to do. Why? Safety. They feel that if they're told what to do, then it somehow will guarantee their success, or more so ensure this their success, right? I always say it, the nervous system at the end of the day just wants to be safe. I think that in asking for references or resources, these people are trying to say, hey, I want to know what everyone else is doing and what other people who are succeeding are doing, because then it's going to guarantee my success. And there's nothing wrong with that. But as it relates to charging, you know, for your worth and so many things in life, most people are just making it up as they go. Right? They are drawing from other people's experiences. They're reading things, but still very much tweaking that and changing that and learning and growing from it as they go. And many of those people, myself included, are then capitalizing on that journey and sharing it with others and figuring out a way to, whether it's monetize it or just, you know, share it, connect with people. But so many people, myself included, you're kind of faking it till you make it. And I say that in the best way possible. I think this ties into a bigger concept of networking and connection, right? I always say it's all connected. I use that language when we're talking about the human body, but in life, everything is connected. And when we think about this interconnected nature and this original question of where can I find resources, they go right, they dovetail. Right? My recommendation to these people has been to go and ask local providers what they're charging. Go talk to other people, network with other people, have these discussions. One of the reasons I think that reimbursement is so low for, I shouldn't say reimbursement, that salaries are so low for PTs, especially new grads, is because no one's talking to anyone else. And then there's no power to lobby, or whatever you want to call it, to argue for, you know, higher reimbursement, to argue and ask for a better salary, because no one else knows what the heck anyone else is making, because it's like this thing that we don't talk about. So tying back into that concept, network, talk to other people, ask about their experience with things, because so much in life, so much of the advice that's given is anecdotal, and that's 100% okay, because we shouldn't be taking everything as Bible, really anything as Bible, right? You take it, you look at it, you interpret it, you tweak it to fit your specific situation. Because at the end of the day, as always, it all depends. And so the big take home for this, I think, is that there's no bibliography for life. There's no biography, or excuse me, bibliography for life. There's no references, no APA, whatever, AMA formatting for this. It always depends. we ask for resources, and what I think we should be doing is going out, and it's good to ask for resources, but we should be going out and making connections and asking other people about their experience, their journey. Because at the end of the day, all that we're looking for when we ask for references is proof that we won't fail. And that's not even the case. All that we're seeing with resources and references is someone else's experience. And while some of them may provide better evidence, if you will, because it's just been more people and more trends, bigger numbers that they're looking at, it's still, at the end of the day, anecdotal, right? It depends. So no resources, no true references for that life journey. My recommendation, ask others, network, connect with people, and then figure it out as you go. Thanks for joining. Until next time, Maestro out.